Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Cattle futures finished the day higher across the board. We were $1.60 to $1.85 higher on the feeder cattle, so a really strong day there. If you look at the chart, we've traded pretty much sideways the last three trading days with similar lows and highs. Today was in the March anyway, a little bit of an outside day. We made higher highs than on Friday and lower lows, but it was essentially the exact same trading range. We're still at about a $13 discount to where the feeder cattle index, the 50-day moving average is on the March feeders. We're also at a discount to the index, of course. The index is 123.49, or the October feeder cattle futures are 121.70. So not that big of a difference there. Of course, we've only got about a little less than two weeks now, I guess, until that expires, and those have to come together. Now, box beef at midday was a little bit lower, 16 and 70, 17 cents lower on choice and select. The spread is still just under $10. It's been a little bit tighter now, but it's widening back out just a little bit. The box beef has been pretty inactive over the last couple days. Live cattle future today, $1.40 to $1.60 higher. October's up $1.32 at $97.22. No cash trade developed up to this point for this week, but it was a really good start with both of them being higher today.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures were higher across the board here. Corn was a quarter to a half cent higher. It was a 354 and a half in December. The beans were the leader here today with a really good export to kick off this morning. The exports this morning for beans were 2.5 million metric tons, so really good, strong export number. And that big export number really justifies the length out of the managed money for the hedge funds. They're estimated to be long somewhere just under 80,000 contracts. So the hedge funds are really, really long. The soybeans, and only the soybeans. If you look at the wheat and corn, it's a little different here. And wheat today was 3 cents higher in the Kansas City, about two higher in Chicago. These managed money hedge fund positions are extremely short. They're short over 150,000 contracts here, so extremely short on that wheat. It's somewhere around 700,000 or 700 million bushels short. So they could start covering that, and this rally could continue if they do rally. It hasn't really had a rally since before this year, going back about a year. So they're due a short liquidating rally. Corn futures today were a half cent higher. Exports there, 875,000 metric tons. Nothing too exciting there for the exports for corn. They've been pretty neutral here at these levels for quite some time. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.